me. It's like thinking about dating, right, is such a great example. It's like if you go out on a date with a guy for the first time or a girl, and initially they're just like, okay, so do you want to marry me? And you're just like, bro, chill out. Like, I don't even know if you leave the cap off the toothpaste, okay?
Actually, she can. The unfiltered truth behind creating a business you love.
Pour a cup of ambition, take your bra off, and turn up the volume.
Welcome back to Actually, She Can. You have to say it with an attitude when you say it. How do you guys say it in your head? That's actually really funny. Anyway.
Actually, she can.
Yeah, to have the finger up. Actually, I can. Bye, Felicia. So today we're really excited to talk to you guys about five things that we've learned not to do on social media. So, you know, last episode we really went through how to show up during a pandemic or any day, to be honest. Life is kind of a pandemic, human AF.
But I feel like that's a hashtag. Life is a real pandemic.
Don't be fooled. But no, we're really excited to talk to you guys from a space of, you know, we've done all of these things. That's why we can share with you what not to do. So it's really our opinion. It's definitely stuff that we've learned over time. So take it or leave it. Keep doing shitty stuff if you want to. But we're going to share, God, this podcast brings out all my sass. I love it. We're going to really share with you guys, you know, the five things. So number one, top of the list, like highlight it, bold it, get your MFing notebook out, write it in all caps. Stop spamming people, especially me. Knock it off. Like, no, I don't want to be part of your company. Look at my profile for fucking 3 seconds and you'll see that I'm already killing it, girlfriend.
By the way, like just huge, like, disclaimer that in order for us to say that we've learned these five things is because we've done these five things.
Says Heather, who goes back and messages people and sees the 9-page novel that I sent them years ago that I spammed out to everyone. So I'm only saying that because I've done it so many times.
I know. I'm already dreading like my high school reunion because there's so many people.
They're just not going to invite you. Like, we can't invite Mel because she's going to fucking spam us all.
Oh my gosh. But you guys, it's so true. And most of the time, you know, at least for myself, it came from this really great place of excitement. I was just really excited about, you know, I just lost 13 pounds. I had just dropped 3 pant sizes. I was really excited about the results that I had. And I just wanted to share them with everyone. It really came from a genuine place. But looking back, I understand now that like a copy paste message is actually not the way to like build a business.
And to be real, because I know I sound like a super crazy person. Every time someone spams me or messages me about their company or whatever weird shit they send me, I always respond like, oh my God, girlfriend, good luck. Like, I'm so proud of you. Like, cause I genuinely am excited for women that are like going for it. And so I just want disclaimer times 10. Like I'm actually really a nice, like super supportive person, but fucking get it together.
Right. And it's just like, here's the reason for like why we feel like spam messages are just not the way to go. First of all, you can spam me if you're selling Girl Scout cookies. But other than that, there really isn't any benefit to sending the same copy paste message to your entire phone book that starts with the letter A.
Oh my God. Because, died when you said that.
Right? Like, I'm totally fine. I will order 10 boxes of Samoas or whatever they call them now, because I'm sure they changed the name, but the one with the coconut. Okay. So we're all hungry now. Okay. But here's the thing, because your spam message, number one, it's not authentic. Okay. Even if you change the name to say, instead of, hey girl, it says, hey Heather. Okay. It's still not.
Then I'm like, do you have a bot that changes all the names?
Right. Cause you can do that in emails. You can make it the name, you know? Okay. So the second thing is that there isn't any type of connection point. And when people are naturally skeptical, so when you're initially just going to send them a message and like almost like attacking them for like, here's my thing. And like, do you want it? It's like, whoa, like, who are you? Who am I? Why did you even message me? First of all, I don't even feel like I matter to you because you don't even care to know anything about me. You're just coming at me. It's like thinking about dating, right? Is such a great example. It's like, if you go out on a date with a guy for the first time or a girl, And initially they're just like, okay, so do you want to marry me? And you're just like, bro, chill out. Like, I don't even know if you leave the cap off the toothpaste. Okay. And I'm only saying that because I do. And Brian married
me. I was going to say, see Brian and Mel's podcast for that episode.
That's really good though. So it's just that it's inauthentic. It's not showing that you care about the person. It doesn't have any type of connection point. And honestly, it just doesn't give a great representation about what you offer because you're just looking like you're looking for a sale. And I get that you're not looking for a sale. You really are just like super excited about what you're up to, but it's like, it would be so much more powerful if instead of trying to like sell them on something, you just shared with them what you were up to.
Well, yeah. And it's almost the philosophy is of attracting people and being genuinely interested versus being interesting. So if you spam me and you like, give me all the goods and you sleep with me in the first 5 seconds of our date, I'm not interested. Right. But if you like a couple of my pics, you respond to some Instagram stories, I'm probably going to go check you out and see what you're up to. Right. And then if your page is all salesy and some of the other stuff that we're going to talk about in a minute, I'm not going to be interested. But if you're curating a good feed that I actually want to follow, if you're doing all the things we talked about in episode 2, then I'm interested. It's like, you want to hook people versus give them all the goods right away.
Well, and you also have to think too, like if you're messaging them, they didn't ask to be messaged. They didn't ask. Like, think about when you walk into like a clothing store or something, right? And immediately the girl comes up to you and she's like, can I help you find anything? Like, she's allowed to ask you that because you walked into her store. Okay. But if I just walked out on the street just to a random girl in Trader Joe's and I don't work there and I'm like, hey, can I help you find anything? She's like, what? Who are you? And what are you doing? And help finding what? Like, it's just thinking about like the person on the receiving end of this whole
little thing. And like, you don't answer all the spam telemarketer calls that are on your phone. Like, oh my God, I'm so glad you called me. Actually, I was looking for that. Like, no, you don't respond to the freaking construction workers that are whistling at you. Like, thank you so much for giving me a boost of self-confidence today. You're like, no, you're fucking weird. Leave me alone. So don't like, be that
no
person.
One asked. No one asked. Number one, no spam messages because hashtag no one asked. No one asked you to spam them. Okay. So learn from us.
Hashtag get out of my inbox. Number two is, this is a really great one that Mel brought up actually, forgetting my value, right? Like, oh, again, like oversharing what you're excited about. It comes from a place of, I'm so excited. This changed my life, et cetera, et cetera. But forgetting that you're the secret sauce and that you're the point that people actually follow. Like, you are why people follow your social media. So if you're posting about whatever this magic pill that you're now taking is, they're so confused.
Well, and you have to think like, the whole reason social platforms exist is because there's human beings behind them. People aren't looking to like go randomly follow a commercial. Like thinking about even on TV, like we fast forward through all the commercials, or you just have Netflix, which has no commercials, right? It's like, we don't want the stuff. Again, hashtag like no one asked. Like I didn't ask to see any of that stuff. So you have to put yourself also in the mindset of who's coming to look at your Instagram and why are they coming to look at it, or your social or your Facebook or whatever. They're coming because of you, because you're the name behind it. And you're the person behind it. And again, this is something that both Heather and I have done in the past. You can go scroll our feed. There's no shame in my game.
Please don't.
I mean, save yourself, but if you want, you know, you can go back and see that it was like, yeah, I was super excited about this tea that I started drinking because it got me off of Starbucks and it tastes amazing and it burns calories. So of course I'm going to be excited about it. Well, I just started posting photos of the tea. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, that's weird. Less people are liking or interacting with that photo and more people are interacting with the picture of my face. Oh, I get it. Because people actually want me. They don't want the product that I'm selling or the offer that I'm selling. So it's just remember that you're the valuable piece of your social media. It's not the product, it's you. And then you can choose to use a product or use a business or support whatever, but it all comes back to you and being authentically sharing because you enjoyed the thing, not because the thing exists.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, so Mel's talking about this amazing tea. Show a photo of you that's cute, that has a filter on it, that like has good lighting with your cute unicorn mug versus a photo of a random thing of tea. Like, no one cares. They care about the story. They care about your journey. They care about you sharing about what it's done for you. And then another great point is like, put the photo of the tea or whatever it is on your Instagram story. It goes away in 24 hours and they can just click it, like click buy it if they don't want to see it.
Exactly. So Instagram, this is like a whole nother episode, is like, what do I put on Instagram story versus what do I put in my gallery? But definitely like those up close, like product photos, like things that you're using. Like last night I took a picture of the frozen buffalo patties that I ate, that we ate for dinner from Trader Joe's. Would Mel Clark Fit post an actual photo of the box of frozen meat on her Instagram gallery?
No, because Heather would text her and be like, are you high? Like, what are you doing? What's going on?
Take that shit off. Take that
What's
shit
going
off.
On over there? Quarantine. Warning. Warning. Yeah. Well, for all of our network marketers that are listening to, or anyone that's like building a team, I mean, regular businesses build teams too. They just forget that that's what they do. Whole another podcast. So are you going to post a photo of like your recognition or people that are ranking up or any of that stuff on your timeline? I mean, maybe you do. I used to, but like my new best friend from the gym doesn't give a fuck about that. Like that's not why she's following my Instagram. Again, she's following my Instagram for me, for my stories, because I'm funny, because I'm sassy, because I'm positive, whatever it is. And then when you post that, it's like hashtag no one asked. So throw it in your story or throw it in a freaking private Facebook group with people that actually care about that content. Like, what is the point of your social media? Yeah.
Yeah. It's you. It's you. You are the point of it.
It's you, girl. It's you. Or boy, there's boys listening. I know there are. They want to know what we're talking about.
Hey, boys.
Hey, boo boo. All right. Number three, this is one that I'm totally guilty of, is not showing up consistently. Right? It's like if you were to have a business, a brick and mortar business, a storefront where you show up and have hours, like if you just stop showing up to blend smoothies or stop showing up to sell shoes or whatever it is, the customers would be like, wait, are you open? Are you closing? Like what's going on over there? So when you're not showing up on your Instagram, or your social media, it really sends the same message. Like, what is this person doing? Is everything okay? Like, are they even a business?
And the whole point of like having a social media platform is so people get to follow along you and your life and your journey. And so if you decide to show up every morning and then you like dip out for the whole rest of the day, you almost like leave your customers hanging. You leave your audience hanging. They're like, wait, what happened? Where did she go today? Like, what did she do? What did she eat? Where did she work out? Like, I want to know things about her. Literally, like this is why we're so connected to social media, because it makes us feel connected to other humans. And so we have to allow ourselves the consistency for it to develop the relationships, right? And so that's how people get to see themselves in your journey, because they constantly see you showing up, and they see you showing up in every type of way. They see you right when you're rolling into the kitchen, you're fresh out of bed. They see you when you're all dolled up, ready to go to work or ready to go out. They see you when you're sweating in the gym. Like, you just get to show the behind the scenes of your whole life. And that's really what gets people to want to follow who you are, because they can relate to you. If you're someone that just shows up, right? Okay, this is going to be a very sassy example, but I can do it because I was raised Catholic. If you're going to show up to church just on Easter, okay, you're not actually really practicing the practices they want you to practice, right? They want you to go every Sunday to church, not just on Easter. So it's the same thing with your social media. You're not just showing up on Monday morning because hashtag don't skip a Monday. You're showing up every single day because you're out there building your voice.
Well, and you're not just showing up when you have something to sell either. And that's something that we talk about a lot. It's like, no one's really going to listen, or no one's going to buy anything from you if you're just selling and they don't know, love, and trust you yet, or you haven't given them a reason. The other thing about showing up consistently is like, girl, you've done so much work to build a following. If you have one person following you, that's a big deal. One person watching the content that you're putting out, and guaranteed we all have at least 10 friends that are stalking us on social media. So, you know, you've worked so hard to get those people engaged and following you. Like, don't fuck it up. Don't shoot yourself in the foot just because you don't feel like it. Like, figure it out.
And people don't want to just see the before and the after. People want to know the in between, because that's really where all the growth happens. That's really where the whole becoming starts to happen, right? So you guys have seen those commercials on TV, and it's like the one girl who's like 300 pounds and loses 100 pounds. And you're like, okay, cool, good for her. But we miss the whole middle part. And the middle part is actually what builds your story. It builds your voice. It builds your business, is that whole process in between. And so showing up consistently is about letting people know what you're up to, so that they can follow along, so they understand when you post that after, or you get to that point where you're ready to sell them, they're connected to you because they've been a part of the in-between part and the journey.
Yeah. And they're cheering you on. Like, that's what we want, is we want people cheering us on because they're like enrolled and excited. Think about it. Like, you are Netflix. We talked about that too. So the other part of this is, yes, do it messy. Yes, just go for it. Cannonball, jump off the cliff. But let's not post things. Like, once we have the awareness of what's appropriate, don't post shitty quality. Right? Don't just post to post. Make sure there's not trash cans in the background. Like, be aware of your surroundings, aware of the lighting. You're going to get better at it as you do it. People are going to give you clues to what they like to see. But, you know, social media, or Instagram specifically, the whole point of it was to show photos, to show a gallery of photos. And I think people forget that.
Yeah. And there's so many resources out there, like on Pinterest or on YouTube, that you can actually just go educate yourself a little bit. Like, let's be real. Were all of us brought up in a household that had us practicing getting in front of a camera? I mean, especially being female, being in front of a camera is a huge insecurity of a lot of us, myself included. Growing up and having skincare issues, I hated being on the other side of the camera where someone's taking a picture of me. And so when this whole social media thing came out, it was way more comfortable for me to post photos that I wasn't in, or they were photos that weren't really that clear, so you couldn't really make out what was going on, right? But what we've learned along the way is that people are able to relate with you more if they can see you more. And so knowing that you're having a really great photo, knowing that you're showing your full body, or you're showing a clear picture of your face, you're learning how to use good lighting, you're learning how to not take those weird MySpace selfie angled mirror photos where the whole camera's twisted to the like side, you know,
and the mirror's dirty.
Right. And so it's just really like having almost this sense of like integrity about what I'm posting is attached to my reputation. And so I know that I want to show up really powerfully. And again, you're going to grow into, you know, taking those photos that you see other girls taking, or taking those pictures that you really want to take. Again, you can scroll through both of our Instagrams. Like, it's a process, and some days are easier than others. But again, this is part of the journey, and it's part of your story too. It's part of your story of being like, you know, I used to not be able to take a photo of myself, and now can't keep me out of the mirror. You know what I mean? And so it gets to also be part of the story that you're painting along the way. But it's so important when you're building a personal brand, a personal independent business, it's so important that you're putting yourself out there in the best way.
Yeah. And going back to, what kind of media do you like to consume? What kind of photos do you like? Like, what you're attracted to is probably going to become the type of media, the type of poses, the type of whatever photos that you're excited to create. So just go with your gut. Like, you know more than you realize, just based on your preferences, what you think is pretty and what you like.
So. And listen, Linda, okay, if you're the girl that's saying, well, I don't want to just have Instagram be my highlight reel, okay, then get off of Instagram, because that's actually what the fuck it was made for. It was made for to be an attractive platform, to be a place where you could showcase your stuff, to be really just like orderly and organized, put together. It's like, that's the whole freaking purpose of the app. Why do you think they gave us filters now and fun little gifts to put on? Because they want it to be attractive. So I choose, this is my opinion, but I choose not to live inside that whole idea of Instagram not being my highlight reel. It's like, it is my highlight reel. I'm going to show you where I was, the place I was before, the things that I thought of myself before, and then how I overcame them, right? I'm not just going to sit there and post a photo and be like, bloated as fuck on my period. Aren't you, right? It's like, what am I putting out there? What type of energy am I choosing to put out into somebody else's feed? Heather's dying. What type of energy am I choosing to put out in somebody else's feed for them to consume? And like, think of for a minute, like, think of your responsibility you have for what you're putting out there. Because if you're going to choose to put out a photo that is something like that, or something that's like wah wah or negative or quote unquote non-highlight material, the other person that's consuming that is taking on that energy. So if you're going to choose to put out things because you quote unquote don't want to have a highlight reel, then I would ask you, what type of reel are you creating? Because if someone's going to go look at your Instagram, are they going to feel better once they walked away from it? Are they going to feel better once they clicked on your profile? Right? And again, we're not in this to like convince people anything, but it's just thinking about, what's my responsibility for what I'm going to choose to put out there? I am going to be authentic and I am going to be real, but I'm not going to just leave people in that shitty space when I know I can show them this part of my real life, but then how I've been able to turn it into a part of my highlight reel for sure.
Well, yeah, there's a couple of perspective shifts there. Like, are people feeling like a tugboat or a Ferrari after they leave your page, right? Mm-hmm. Misery loves company, but what kind of company are you trying to keep? And one of my favorites of all time, negative is natural, positive is on purpose. So with your social media, with your brand, with everything that you're creating, with what you're sharing, with how you're living your day-to-day life, it all matters. And we're obviously on here talking about how to build a brand, how to build a business, how to build a following, but it's also how to build a life. Like, all of this ripples into your everyday life and how you're showing up, how people are left feeling. Right? They might not ever buy anything from you, and you could still make an impact in their life. And maybe they'll send you referrals, or maybe they'll talk about you on their social media because you're inspiring them just in life in general. So coming to number five on the five things to not do on social media, forgetting that it says it in the name, forgetting that it's a social platform. Mel's legit nodding.
I'm like ready to throw my computer, just drop the microphone.
Hey, girlfriend, it's about you, but it's not just about you, girl.
Like, the whole point of getting onto social media is to socialize. It's to create human connections with other people that might not be around you. And it's such an incredible tool. First of all, it's freaking free. Like, I can't even believe it. And second, it's available in so many countries that you can literally tap into so many people all over the place. So obviously, if you're not building a side hustle yet, you better start, because this is a way that you can start voicing your truth to create extra income just from showing up on social media. And that's what we do. And that's what we teach other girls to do. So if you're not doing it yet, let's go. Right. But it's to remember, like, engagement is the name of the game. Like, going out and connecting with other people is the point of the whole platform. So if you're not, you know, going out and liking or commenting or following or replying or doing any of those things, if you're just focused on, well, how many followers do I have and how many likes do I have and how many and me, you're forgetting the whole point. The whole point is to interact and to engage. And this is, if you could take away this mindset when you're creating your content, that it's not about you, it's about them out there, it's about your audience, it's about the people coming to your social media, you will radically change and find your voice on social media, because it's not about us. It's not about, look at how cool I am. It's about, learn from me, see what's possible, connect with me, be a part of this. And again, give the energy that you would want to receive. So if you're over there sitting like, man, I get no comments on any of my photos. Well, Linda, when was last time you went and commented on five other girls' photos and genuinely did not spam them, but you genuinely commented something on there, right? So just again, like, thinking about, am I actually using the platform for what it's there for? And of course, you know, knowing, like, especially on Instagram, like, there's so many ways you can use a platform, right? There's Instagram stories, there's your regular gallery posts, there's IGTV, there's Instagram Live, there's hashtag search. There's location searching. There's so many ways you can interact. So again, just getting really creative with how you're using the app and making sure you're engaging. But Heather, can you say the five? I feel like I didn't get them all.
Yeah. Well, just to add to that point too, like, I know everyone's like, oh my God, hashtag the algorithm change, like, freaking out about everything on social media. But the people who aren't freaking out about that stuff are the people who aren't trying to crack the code in the first place. They're creating genuine connections. They're actually engaging with people. They've built an authentic following. Like, that is the kind of social media account that we're really excited to help you create. And I'm not saying go out and, like, pay for ads and do all that other weird shit that I don't even know how to do. And I actually don't have that many, like, followers on social media, like, in comparison to a lot of people. But the thing at the end of the day is, no one gets, like, directly paid, I guess, by the amount of followers they have. They get paid for the connections that they create and the conversion rate of those connections, right? It's amazing to have a lot of followers, but how many of them are actually following you and engaging with you and, like, interested, right, in what you're putting out there, because you're actually interested in what they're putting out there. So again, being interested versus just always being interesting. There's a balance, because you need to be interesting. We already talked about that. But definitely being interested. So let's go back. I'm so glad I wrote it down, because I wouldn't have remembered them either. Number one, spamming people. Stop it. Slap yourself. Number two, forgetting my value, right? Making sure that you're posting about your journey. Number three, not showing up consistently. People get confused. They don't know where you went. Where you at, Linda? Linda's getting reamed today, by the way. We need a shirt that says, where are you at, Linda? Linda, just stop. Number four, shitty quality. And that one again, like you'll learn over time. Just check it out. Google it. There's really no reason to like not know things at this point in 2020. Just fucking Google it. Are you kidding? Don't ask me. Google it. Number five, forgetting that it's a social platform. Those are really great. And again, you guys, disclaimer, disclaimer, we're laughing so hard during this episode because we've done all of these things. And I just remember like it happens to me every week. Like, what the fuck am I going to post? I don't have anything to say. And really we do. Like when we are curating our social media from our pillars, from our things that we love, from our truth and our authenticity, it comes to you. If you give yourself the time and the space and you set out time, like time block it out to actually create content.
Wow. This was really, really good. I feel like if I would have listened to this episode, like at least a year ago, my entire business probably would be in a completely different, you know, space right now, which is just crazy. So I know that there was a ton of value in this episode and we want to know that you guys thought so too. So take a screenshot, whatever platform you're on, tag us on there. Because why should they even tag us, Heather? Why should they even let us know?
Well, again, I feel like it's a pay it forward conversation. It's like, if you see something or hear something or find something that you love, share it because you get to share the value and you get to help us know that you actually like what we're putting out there. And another way that you could do that is by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever you're listening to us on. And then make sure to tag us because we'll actually add you to our private behind the scenes Facebook group, the She Can Collective. And we really dive deeper into these topics. We give you guys, you know, more tips, more points, more interaction, because again, social media is about being social. This whole process is about being social. So let's socialize, girl. All right, you guys, we love you so much. We'll see you on the next episode. Peace.
Bye.